Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Reverse Cowboy.
This is 69
Cowboy
episode 69. Have you ever talking of 69? Have you ever done a 70?
No.
It's a 69er, but you let our Philip watch. And there's also a 96er. Have you ever done that?
No.
It's a 69er, but you do it back to back.
Oh,
yeah. Just some
Have you ever enjoyed a 69?
Yeah.
I haven't.
No. Well, yeah, man.
You can't concentrate. You're like trying to do a good job at your bit, and then they're doing a good job at their bit, and you're like, oh, fucking, I can't.
It's more the spectacle of it. It's more like, yeah, this is happening right now. There's something yin and yang about it.
You know what it's called in the Kama Sutra?
Yeah.
The Congress of the Crow.
It's called the Praying Mantis, isn't it?
The Congress of the Crow.
Do you know, is it really?
Yeah, well, I don't know why. Maybe crows fuck like that, I don't know.
Do you know any other good expeditions? Have you ever done a Dr. Samuel Luckhurst?
Not yet, but I've been planning
it. That's a gay one. It's my latest gay slang. But I guarantee if you go into a gay club, tap someone on the shoulder and say, fancy a Dr. Samuel Luckhurst, then they'd probably bite your dick off.
Or, you know, Professor Jeremy Bentham.
Who's Jeremy Bentham?
He was like the professor of some university or doctor fucking thing in some medical unit in
London.
Some boring fucking shit.
Yeah.
And then he left all of his buildings and everything to all his money to science. But he said, you can have it, however, you have to keep me stuffed in the corner forever. So they're like,
he's
what?
Still there.
His body's stuffed in the corner at this university or whatever in London. And he's still there and he can go and see it and he looks fucked. Like, obviously.
Yeah.
He's in a glass case and he's like,
I think I might have seen it, all kind of sunken eyes, a bit yellow.
Yeah, someone nicked its head for a bit because his head comes off.
Mm.
And someone nicked the head for a bit.
That's
and then
vile.
Brought it back. And I mean, well, humans are disgusting.
Student. It's kind of student-y thing to do.
Yeah.
What's the craziest student story you've got?
That I did or other students?
Anything involving a traffic cone?
Me and my mates once, students, we made the world's biggest snowball. It was snowing in Manchester City Centre. And we like rolled it until it was like a fucking huge, you know, about 5 foot tall, this snowball.
Mm.
And we rolled it all the way up to the doors of the BBC when it was on Oxford Road. And we knocked on them, like, we rolled the biggest snowball.
Yeah, you're trying to get on the news. Yeah.
And we got on the news and the security guy was just like, fuck off.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, because we were like, we've rolled the biggest snowball in the world.
Yeah, that would have been a good news story.
And finally.
Yeah, exactly.
Two little fucking stoned wankers have rolled this up. But that was amazing, actually. There was this huge snowfall and when I was in Manchester City Centre. And all of a sudden, there was an enormous snowball fight in the city centre. So I was walking through, and people just started lobbing them across the street. All the cars stopped. And there was just, like, businessmen. And it was, like, massive snow fight in the city centre. It was phenomenal. It was like a scene from a fucking movie picture.
Yeah, well, snow fights are if you see a fight, you don't get involved. No. If you see a snow fight, you easily feel like you can get involved in this.
Yeah, it's just a bit of fun.
It's a snow fight, not your snow fight, you know?
Yeah, it's a communal effort.
But, you know, what have all these snowflakes about at the minute? Oof.
I mean, yeah, they won't take right, a, I mean, like ice a nice to the head.
Yeah, but an ice ball, you know, when it's not snow, it's been snow, it's now gone cold.
You fucking ate someone at school. Yeah, scrunch
a tight old slush puppy to the face.
It's just basically
like a golf ball.
Yeah. Yeah. But really cold and heavy. And yeah, it just
scrapes the skin off your face. I'm not looking to like flick snow all over the place like I'm in a fucking Hugh Grant film. Oh, I want to have damage, hurt and damage.
I want like a fucking bullet.
Well, I told you, I used to whip a guy, didn't I? You know, nice ass, big nose. I used to whip this guy.
Well, I mean, for fun.
Well, we always whip each other, to be honest.
Where did you go to school? Like,
yeah, we went to school.
Boarding school.
It was on a really rich, on a really lovely road with huge houses and had these gardens. And one garden had these, like, lethal whips.
The whipping
They were basically grew whips. Mm. So halfway down the road on the way to school, obviously, nice ass, big nose, he's walking about in front of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy target to whip. Well, I'm on holiday next week, and there's no better way to find loads of English people and eliminate all other races then go to the English bit of Mallorca in the summer.
You're really excited about it because last time you went to Germany.
Last time I fucked up and took my family to the German bit.
I'd rather go to that. That was great.
It was great. And I wish we were going back to the German bit, but this place has got loads of slides and stuff for the kids, you know? So basically what I do is I'm going to do a full lap, many multiple laps of the hotel, see how many people say, all right, fans.
Yeah,
which will happen.
That's
always
why you're going
holiday is good for that. Yeah,
because you get need a GoPro, cycling Mikey GoPro, so you can capture the moment.
That'll feed my ego. Then I'll find out where the karaoke is. Then I'll make a few friends via the kids. So I'll say, play with them kids over there, and then they'll play with them. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm all right, fans.
Have you got the internet?
No, I've got an internet page.
Yeah, I've got a podcast. Don't matter what it's called. It's just a podcast.
Reverse Cowboy.
We were walking out of Marks and Spencer's the other day. Mm. My partner was 10 metres in front of me with the pram, with my boy in it. Mm. They've walked past this crowd of three, what I can describe as Jeremy Kyle witches. Ooh. Yeah? We're in Eltham as well, yeah?
Those kinds that used to be on Jeremy Kyle, you mean?
They should be at home watching Jeremy Kyle, but you're not. It's not on anymore. And for some reason, you're outside Marks and Spencer's. My missus is in front of me, and she's pushing my boy. Yeah. As she's gone past these women, these three women were nattering away, Jeremy Kyle in the way, and they've all gone quiet, and they don't know that I'm following my missus. So as I get past her, they're now all looking at my missus, and one of them went to the other one, they went, was he black? And straight away, about my boy.
Whoa.
And I went, as soon as I heard it, I went, you fucking what? I said, you're talking about that kid in that pram. I said, what are you talking about? And one of them went, we're not even talking about that, we're talking about something else. And I went, oh, right, because I thought you were talking, like, because you... Well, this is it. And I went, straight away, I've got my kid next to me, I went, I'm so sorry. I've kind of given them the win at this point.
But even though they might have been like...
Even though they weren't, I'm now trying to disarm. I'm like, hold on, no, all right, okay, sorry. And then the woman went to me, swearing in front of your kid, are you? And I went, what? And this, you've got to remember, I'm speaking to the underclass here. She started going to me this, walk away.
Oh, man, I hate that.
And I just said, come on, Bella. And I quickly put her in the car. I said, wait there a sec. And I went to go back to these Jeremy Kyle witches.
You went to your back from...
Yeah, of course. And they were gone. Oh. They were just gone. They vanished.
What are you going
to do? Fucking swear. Jeremy Kyle them off. Can I was going to say, who are you talking to me like? By the way, the way I said that, it was not that...
You don't care that they're saying he was black.
Well, I cared at the fact that you're even just talking about my kid.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter what you're fucking saying. I basically caught them, but I couldn't prove it, you know?
Yeah.
It was a shame. I wanted to hit them.
You can't do that either.
Anyone should be able to hit anyone.
Let's bring hitting back when we're ministers.
Hitting. Hitting.
Today we've legalised hitting.
Yeah. One hit.
Yeah. One a day.
Yeah, no, that's dangerous, though, because some people are knockout merchants.
Yeah, some people will kill you with a hit. Skinner would kill you with a hit. Big Lanks, who I met yesterday, would.
Skinner did kill someone with a hit. He had a fight, didn't he? We were meant to go.
Oh, yeah, and he knocked him out in like 30 seconds.
Yeah, he was fucking like two shots. Yeah.
But he's too big, he's overgrown.
He's a crunchy guy.
Yeah.
Reverse Cowboy.
We're back, guys, for another enthralling segment of the Reverse Cowboy podcast, which is big in Bulgaria, or maybe not after we destroyed them last week.
No, I think they're still big there. Yeah. I just think basically no one else has ever bothered to release a podcast there.
No one gives a shit. But what we did just discuss, if 10% of our listeners are, or not listeners, no, big, big thing. 10% of our followers on Instagram are American. So we're going to do an America special for you lot.
Yeah, we need to do a new one, an updated one.
So we need to talk about a recent scandal on the Instagram page.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, Transgate.
So I banned talking about trans...
Well, I'm very proud of the way I've fucking shut up about trans people.
No, I'm proud of you too.
Right, so I've tried.
Guys,
right?
I just said it was boring. It's a debate we've been through in enough time.
All right, fair enough, I'll shut up.
Yeah, so you did.
So I've cleaned up my act on the anti-trans Antifa front. But me, unwittingly, at home, minding my own fucking business, letting people get on with whatever you want to do, put the fucking podcast on the Instagram page up, and he's put a video of a man mocking. Like, he was, but it wasn't. This is the point, and this is the point. People presumed I put it up because they're mocking the trans kid. He put it up because he's mocking the way the dad overreacted.
Yeah, basically, it's a video of a trans girl coming out to a dad, right, on like TV in America, and the dad, his reaction is, you know,
it's spectacular.
It's hilarious.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, because he's just like. When he sees his former son as his daughter, yeah?
Yeah, so he's like convulsing and like
he's
physically
sick. Full, like religious experience.
If anyone listened to episode 44, remember when I told you about Ayo? He used to call me Money L. He told me he saw a gay couple like kissing once and he physically vomited, like vomited on the way to work. And I was like, Ayo, that's too much. Like, you're doing too much.
But that's a horrible story, but it's funny as fuck that he...
Funny as fuck. Reaction, like, his reaction is, you know...
So I posted this and it was in reference to our last episode, which... All Right Fans was talking about the fact, in a generally comedic sense, of how he was enraged that his daughter's new school has a unicorn logo. Explain to the ones who aren't on the Patreon what happened.
Right, so my daughter got her second choice primary school. So I obviously hadn't done as much research into this school as the first one, but their logo is a fucking unicorn with rainbow hair. Anyway, whatever. Logo's the logo. The Twitter page had been taken over by the headmistress. And she'd started blasting out like race propaganda, you know, like using it as her own personal retweeting machine. Fuck all to do with the kids or the school. I then compared it with the sister school, which is in Deptford, and they run their page properly. Like, it's the Year 7s had a great time at Forest Club and all this shit. So I rang up the original one, the one my kid's going to, and I said, by the way, like, are you fucking, who runs this Twitter page?
I mean, we don't know why you care that much.
No,
the
but,
Twitter page.
No, but still, this is a red flag. If you're the people running the school, you want to, like, what has that got to do with the kids? Nothing at all. So now there is no more Twitter page. Fuck you.
Wow. I mean,
I'm a powerful guy. All Right Fans, he's powerful. There's a reason I've
Twitter mafia.
7 foot fucking neon sign there,
it's
mate.
It's because you've got an ego.
Okay, I've never unused All Right Fans sign for sale.
I mean, yeah, if anyone else wants to call themselves All Right Fans, then, you know, you can have it off him for 100 quid.
When I die, that thing will be worth a fortune.
I'm going to nick it.
Yeah, so anyway,
I posted this video.
And then all
and
of a sudden...
for the subject in it.
All
but
of
then,
a sudden, I start getting a few notifications on my phone from, like, random watchers or followers saying, All Right Fans needs to grow up. This is a good podcast without this trans hate.
If you read the caption, it said... All Right Fans reacting to finding out his daughter's school's got a unicorn and logo. So it was me.
Oh, is that what you...
Yeah, so I was joking about saying that when you would read it, you'd be throwing up. You know, like he was. Like,
well, I wouldn't say that about myself, would I?
Exactly.
He's a thicko.
That was the joke.
Reverse cowboy.
Do you remember in school, during combat, like if there was a fight in school, it'd be quite common to, during the fight, kind of soundtrack your own fights with like...
Well, only pretend fights.
Well, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure that kind of spilled. It was another vendor of a diagram.
Oh, no, I never saw it in a real one.
No, but I've seen kids.
No, when you'd be like running around the playground, like with your mate going, like that, you'd be doing that, but you'd be
no,
like,
there was,
digging
there,
each
there was a grey area where it spilled into real life.
Really?
Yeah, older kids.
Boxers do that though, don't they? They go, like jujitsu shit. When I was doing jiu-jitsu when I was a kid, like the sensei was called
I'd
Les.
Do it as an adult.
Yeah.
I've done it all my life.
Anyway, Les, the sensei, when he'd like...
Les, of course.
Les, which is like like this, the sensei Les.
Can I say, all senseis are Les.
So he was a scouser.
And swimming instructors.
Yeah. He's a Scouser who stank of like cheap aftershave.
It's a nonsense.
But he would go like, you go, and then you fall through with a punch and you go, ish! You know what I mean? And he, like this all the time. And he'd do it like that and you go, it's just making noises.
There is a culture in boxing. Yeah! And there's that one as well, the snatchy one, the body snatcher.
It's good. Yeah! Tennis when the girls do a little cum when they hit it.
Ah! Fucking tennis. What is tennis?
Tory sport, isn't it?
Well, no, a more Tory sport is padel. You know about this? So
she's
what
a
they
fat
all
girl
play.
From Croydon, isn't she?
It's what, no, she's. I like Adele.
She's not fat anymore.
I always said she'll be nice if she loses a bit of weight, and I was right. I fucking nailed it.
I preferred her when she was fat.
I like fat girls, but no, I actually in this instance, Adele, modern Adele, Vegas Adele,
yeah,
beats fucking Crystal Palace Adele. Beats 10 shades of shit out of her, man.
I mean, she wouldn't beat 10 shades of shit out of her because half her size.
Croydon Adele could have it. I like Adele. She's never put a foot wrong in my book.
I've got nothing against Adele.
Any fucking white man or woman who decides to get cornrows, you're right in my book.
Yeah, damn right. You've been on holiday in 1994.
Yeah, that takes some bollocks. He's getting cornrows, isn't he? Old, you know, you fucking know her, mate.
Are you going to get them on holiday?
Yeah, I'm getting them on holiday, bruv. Do you know what I mean? I'm going out with them.
Please get those little like ones with little beads.
Of course. Red, yellow and green, isn't it? No, I went on holiday to Trinidad. You know that.
And like a photo with a monkey.
I'm sitting on a fucking goldmine with that character because all I need to do is tell Rock and Roll Rich to come away for 3-4 days.
He's too busy in war zones.
No, but imagine, like, if you could you put up with Pedograph for 3 days in Amsterdam?
If you could switch him off.
No, there's no switch off.
No, I can't do it.
All right, there is a switch off.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll do it.
I'll come and film it.
No, but Rick films it, and you. Well, we actually, do you even need to be in it?
Not really. I sort of struggled as an extra character when we went to Comic Con. Yeah. I didn't need to be there.
No,
you really can't.
You can't compete with that shit.
No, I didn't need to be there, so I just ended up being your carer, which was a bit sort of on the edge, really, because it just made it like you were really disabled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it kind of worked.
It did a bit, but I don't think it would work for 3 days.
Yeah. Do you want to come anyway, though, and just watch?
Yeah.
Try explaining that to your missus. I'm going away for work to dress up as a paedophile in Amsterdam for 3 days, and we'll get paid in the future. Oh, the money? Oh, the money? The money ain't right now, and the money's in the future?
I mean, that's my whole life.
Yeah, crypto, isn't it?
You should do pedo coin.
Pedo coin, wow.
Yeah.
Are people still buying NFTs?
I mean, probably.
Fucking idiots. Like, what? Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine that. There's someone out there with no money but 4 NFTs.
4 monkeys with like baseball caps on.
The most useless. There's someone. It's like the Emperor's New Clothes, isn't it?
But that they like traded the house for.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's so rare. Like, it's the most Wild West shit ever, isn't it?
Those geniuses who invented like that thing, like the ape one or whatever, and made millions overnight. You just think, you fucking legends.
Yeah.
That's a load of virgins.
Yeah, but it's like, at what point does everyone admit it's a rip-off?
They can't. Or they're not ever now.
No, they can't because it's too much money invested in it.
It'll come back. You know, they're like that. Because it's too embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's the genius of it. Like, it's too embarrassing for everyone who's bought one to admit it. Dickheads like Rio Ferdinand were like spending like, you know, they invested $10 million into fucking skateboarding apes.
Yeah.
Reverse cowboy.
My brother told me yesterday that he saw this woman in the street that he knows, and she went, "Oh, my mate really fancies you," and he got that excited. He was like, "Who?" And she went, "It's called John."
Oh, well, that's an anticlimax, isn't it?
No, yeah, crack me up.
Still an ego boost, though.
Yeah, it's nice for John to fancy
you. I'm known to if you meet your bird's mate from work, and they're like, "Okay." Like the easiest route to go down is like flirty, right?
Yeah, you're like, "Oh, I'm cool. You like disco, do you?" Yeah, me too.
I go full Graham Souness, like, "Oh, okay, you're flouncing about." And
I've been to Pride.
Yeah, well,
I love it.
I've never been to Pride or Carnival.
I played at Pride in Manchester. I did a gig there because we was quite a gay band, Swisslet. Mm. And what's it called? Christopher Biggins was
trying
to sexually assault us all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was.
Shit.
He's like, "What are you doing later?" Oh. He goes like this when he laughs. He goes,
"I can't believe he's not had a tug yet."
Yeah, I mean, you know, because it's episode 69, so it's a bit...
It's a sex special, isn't it?
It's a bit sexy, yeah. Mm. But you know the term, like, cunnilingus? Mm. Obviously means going down on a lady. But that comes from talking is the ling in the sort of Latin, and the cun is the vulva.
Really? That was the original name?
But that's I didn't know. There's analingus, which is when you're licking an arsehole, and that's a word.
Really?
Yeah, I was looking last night.
Airlingus.
Yeah. But in the Victorian times, the many guys whose job it was called the cunnilinguists... rich women and ring them up and they go around and mop out their mucky vaginas. Because like, people only had a bath once a year then. So they go around and just go down on them.
More like cleaners. It wasn't like a pleasure thing. It was like a hygiene thing. Like we'll get one of them round to just...
get a cunnilinguist round. That was a job.
Oh, Jesus.
Right, come round, you'll get threatened
a
bit.
I'd rather be a cunnilinguist than a... Remember last week we were talking about the cum truck driver?
Yeah. Imagine when there's a spillage.
Yeah, you know. Times when the bins haven't been ever been collected. They're a bit overflowing.
Like a spillage on the M6. It's just like gallons of cum. This is, for the people who didn't listen to last week, one, you're a loser for not signing up to the Patreon.
Yeah, you're tight cunt. Basically, we realised that in cum, in sperm, there's a lot of energy. Yeah,
it's like unharnessed.
Alternate life forms and shit. So we realise if a whole neighbourhood comes into a cum truck, then they can drive it off to the lab.
To a water wheel type situation.
And create a bloody wind farm, a cum farm.
Sort of fake vagina at the top that emits the scent of one so that the sperm all go... And they push the wheel around.
If we haven't copyrighted it yet, so don't.
Yeah, and they pop it around. Like the vagina thing have to move around.
It's a sperm powered energy farm.
Yeah, and it's going to save the planet. Mm. And we invented it last week, but there is a guy who has to drive the cum truck around to collect the bottles of spunk from teenage boys.
But it's like that bloke. Do you remember the iconic shot? One of my heroes, who probably will get it tattooed on my back at some point. There was like a COVID coach driver who had like a coach full of COVID people and he didn't have a mask on.
Yeah, he was just like...
He was just at the front with no mask on. I'd imagine the cum truck driver's a bit like that.
Yeah, he's just like, I've seen it all.
No shirt.
I've been covered in it.
Reverse cowboy.
There's a community I'd like to know a bit more about. You know when now and again you're driving down the motorway and you see some silly cunt with like a great big teddy bear themed cabin on you know, like
loads of fake number plates.
Blatantly like a mobile.
Granddad one and shit.
Yeah, a mobile pedo. All Christmas lights around his fucking lorry and that.
Yeah, and all the teddies are all covered in like oil from the road.
It's like a fucking arcade. You know, like he's done his cabin up like a nightclub.
Imagine the atrocities that go on in that back bunk.
You know about the lay-by shit, don't you? What they get up to. All them truckers pull up. Yeah, the doggers. Yeah, and he's like... There'll be a woman like Tina from Boston Services who knows them all like, hey, old Mick, nice to see you again.
Get it out there, come on.
You haven't been on the road for a bit, have you? Did you have a brain aneurysm?
Yeah, imagine the filth that goes on down there.
Reverse cowboy.
So my daughter, who's just turned four, she's made friends with a five-year-old two doors up. So they're now chilling, hanging out. And
oh, nice.
It's great. But what I did notice, which sent my fucking spider senses tingling, was she had a phone in around with TikTok on it.
The kid?
The five-year-old kid. At one point, she had a phone on Sunday. She had a phone around with TikTok on it.
His phone? My mum's?
Her mum and dad's. The iPad was out. The colouring in pencils were out. This was out. That was out. The phone was out. TikTok. And I thought,
was she allowed on TikTok?
Yeah, just scrolling through TikTok.
That's fucked.
That's fucked. Absolutely fucked.
Imagine if she sees like Samson Hampson doing one of his poems in his...
it's a bit of an exaggerated example, but that's the fucking point. Like, they're going to consume bullshit. I don't know how I tell the neighbours, do not let my fucking kid see that. You know, put your phone away.
Well...
It's quite an awkward conversation.
It is, because you can't tell people how to raise their kids, but your kid's going around there and you're trusting them to do a good job.
But so, then again, this is the kid that I injured at my own party.
They're getting you back by showing them like videos TikTok. Of TikTok houses.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I just keep injuring her.
Yeah. Just next time you see her in the streets, run her over.
Yeah, one for one.
Did any of your mates get run over as a kid, or did you get run over?
Well, my mate Tommy got run over in front of a group of girls, two girls, and it was fucking amazing.
Oh, is it when he pretended he hadn't been run over?
No, it was so good. It was just like gold. You know, like if you're ever dreaming about... I'm walking along with my mate. We've met these two birds in the pub. We're going to the cash point. We're doing that little run.
Why are you going to the cash point, eh?
£60. Fucking money out. And on the way there, we've had to cross... And it just... You couldn't have dreamed for a better scenario. The bus has hit my mate. Yeah. He's gone like tumbling down the road. Got up.
Bad.
Fully hurt. Yeah. But, you know, walking it off with a laugh, with a smile on his face.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. It was just one of the best days of my life.
Did the girls run over and go, oh, mate, you're right?
I don't know. I think I kind of orchestrated some kind of circle of demonisation laughter.
Yeah, you would have gone like, I wouldn't have done that.
Ah! In his face, you know, like full on Lloyd, Dumb and Dumber.
It's like his legs bent backwards.
Yeah.
Have you ever been
taking
run over?
Selfie. Have I ever been run over? No.
I have a few times.
Have you?
Yeah, I got run over a few.
Show off.
No, I'm just careless. A few years ago, maybe about 5 years ago, Metallica released a new album, and I like,
made you want to go out and get run over.
Yeah, I quite like Metallica. I know they're a bit stupid band, but I like it. I like their songs. I like their riffs. I just like it.
Like road riffs.
Yeah, just like
it's traffic. It's good traffic shit.
Kicks you up the ass. They're just idiots, right? If you watch that documentary on them, they're just idiots. But they make bloody good.
I don't even know who they are. They're English.
They're American. They make like really, you know,
mullets and that.
Yeah, you know the music, don't you?
Like, not really, no. Go on, sing their most famous song. Sing it.
Exit Light.
No one likes
Enter
that.
Night.
Oh, I know that.
Take my hand. We're off to Never Never Land.
Yeah, that's number 16 on CD2 of the Drive Time Anthems album.
It's a tune, that. You'll like that. Anyway, I was listening to their new album, which was subpar, to be honest. It wasn't in the sort of Metallica Black Album Legion. Mm. It was probably about a 5 out of 10, but I was getting into it. I had headphones on. I was going for a run. Ran around the corner. I had to cross the road. And because I was so enthralled and ingrained into the riff, and I just ran out into the road, right, straight in front of a car. And this guy slammed his brakes on, but he like slid into me. And I went, oh no, like that. And I rolled onto his bonnet. And then he slammed his brakes on. So then I flew off the bonnet, you know, and then I just landed on a wheelie bin, luckily for me, because it took the force of my impact into the curb. And so I was all right. I got up, I had a graze and a bruise and that, but I was fine.
There must be a proportion of fans of a certain band who get run over the most.
Yeah, because like, they're getting carried away into
the
tube.
They're getting their eyes shut. And I imagine a lot of Cure fans get run over.
They were just through choice.
Yeah, true.
And they'd be like, oh God, oh true God, saying, God, here saying. We go. Throwing themselves into the road, listening to The Cure.
Yeah, well, you know.
I love The Cure, but Metallica fire you up.
Yeah, but he's a mess, isn't he? Robert Smith. Is that his name?
He's a legend.
Is that his name?
Robert Smith, yeah.
Yeah, he's a fucking mess, though.
Why?
Look at him. He looks like Joe Brand.
He just looked like Joe Brand.
Yeah, so, but I mean, no, like, don't argue it then.
He can't change it now. He's always done that. I like how he's stuck to his guns. He's a very funny guy.
Oh, why don't you fucking marry him and do a podcast with him instead of me? Time out.
Reverse Cowboy.
Do you know what? Listen to this.
Mm.
I was in Magaluf.
Show off.
I don't know.
Yeah. Mega Muff, people used to call that.
Yeah, Fanny Loof. It's now 8 a.m.s. Yeah, it's now 0800 hours.
Mm.
We're going right through. We ain't even slept yet, guys, okay? I'm drinking with a load of Birmingham City fans. These Birmingham guys.
I mean, that's not a holiday.
We've ambled out into the road, probably singing some kind of fucking stupid 8 a.m. Hey, baby. Yeah. You've got to imagine the time. Picture the place.
Country early, road.
No, too early for that. Early 2000s. So it was basically Hey Baby.
Yeah.
Or Mambo boom, number 5. Boom, shake, shake, the road, something.
Yeah, I'm one of the classics.
Mambo number 5, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then all of a sudden, poof, this car hits this kid. He was standing, he had a more or less full,
ooh, no.
More or less full pint. The car hit him, it swept his legs away and sent him into a perfect 360.
Oh, like a spin.
And I watched this guy land back on his feet.
Fuck off.
And hold his pint. Not a bit spilt.
I mean, if I was a woman and I was walking past him, I would go over and suck his cock straight away.
Now, if you thought I was excited about that, imagine him. He knows that happened and it was him.
But no one filmed it.
Well, this is the thing. But it kind of holds more weight now.
Yeah.
The fact that it was just
Have you
a
elaborated
moment.
The story or did it definitely happen?
No, that fucking happened. Well, wow. Hold on a minute. Don't tell me about elaborating stories, Shakespeare.
I just asked you a question.
Well, I didn't like it. Oh, that was true, yeah. Honestly,
anyway, what kind of claims that?
What, Shakespeare? No, I'm just saying, like, you're an embroiderer by night.
I'm a good storyteller, thank you very much.
You're a campfire guy.
I am, yeah.
That's what I call you guys. That happened, and I can't believe I haven't told you. It was a 360 and landed on his feet.
Did you all go, yeah,
baby. No, it was only me and Billy left, me and Big Bum.
Big Bum Bill.
So me and Big Bum Bill were like...
With a little whipping bush.
He'll remember it, no one else will. So what you've got there is a raw, uncut gem of a memory between me and Bill. Only me, Bill, and that guy I've got.
Yeah, Birmingham
and the
John.
Driver.
Even if they'd smashed my car up, I'd get out and I'd give the guy a tenner and a handshake.
To be honest, I can't actually remember what the driver did.
Yeah.
Because we were too busy kind of celebrating.
Reverse Cowboy.
We're back, guys. Do you, I mean, you probably don't, but I'm kind of, there'll be some mums and dads listening who are...
Usually, yeah.
You know,
very family-friendly podcast.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Probably not listening to your kids, but...
If not, why not?
There will be other people who sympathise with, like, ending up watching what your kids are watching on YouTube. And at the moment, my kids are going through a bit of a revolting phase.
It's
of
not
what,
blippy, is it?
Watching these rich families, you know, like YouTube families.
Oh, right, yeah.
Fortune. So it'd be some random family from fucking North Carolina who've moved to Hawaii for the tax break.
Yeah.
But this will be known as the time when fucking hell, did this not really get rich from that? Like a dad dressing up as a dinosaur. It's only because they're the ones I'm seeing. There must be, for every one family with 1.5 billion subscribers and all this money and views and Dubai and Lamborghinis in that, there must be 1,000 families, you know, like the Robertson family from Mansfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasting their fucking time. And that's the whole trick to it.
I mean, it's like us, we're the Robertson family from Mansfield.
Well, in the podcast world. Yeah, exactly.
Because how many podcasts are there where there's two like middle-aged men doing a podcast?
Are we middle-aged, really?
We're not lower age.
What's the threshold?
I reckon 40's definitely middle-aged.
Yeah, I'm middle-aged now. One sec. It's my Brazilian wife. Fair. Chajina.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, I'm coming.
I just want to say sorry for everything he does. I get paid to hang around with him, and it's kind of a rehabilitation thing and sort of care in the community sort of situation, but it's to try and make him be a bit more normal. So, yeah, you know, I am doing a good thing here, so just stick with us and keep telling him it's all right. And, yeah, we'll get there. He's doing well. He's doing really, really well.
Reverse Cowboy.
Mate, like I've always said, burglars hear the funniest things. Now,
don't exist like that anymore. They don't go around in a black and white.
Listen, if anyone's heard some mental shit, it's a cat burglar. Because when you know 100% you're in the house on your own, don't tell me you won't remix boom, boom, boom into a boom, 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 skit the buckets away.
I have days where I just like become a different person. Like the other day, I was doing it.
You get caught in the character.
Well, yeah, I was looking for somewhere to live, a new place to live,
a new cave.
Yeah, a new cave. And there was an estate agent, and he was like from Scotland. But he said proudly moved from Scotland to Chingford in 1974.
And you get one word stuck in your mind.
Craig McRae.
Chingford.
Chingford. And I was just walking around the house, just going, "My name's Craig McRae
from Chingford.
I live in Chingford. I provide houses, you know." And I couldn't get out of character.
Yeah. Well, I get it because I do all these fucking characters. If I spend 2-3 hours as the Indian commentator, all of a sudden I'm like,
"You him?
I'll get the fucking kids from the nursery. Let's go."
Reverse Cowboy.
You know them conversations you have when you're about 15, where about the G-spot and someone's got it a bit confused with the clitoris and...
You think blowjob means like blowing?
Yeah. I had a mate, Robert DeBoyes. His name was Robert DeBoyes.
Name is shaming.
And he claimed to have had a titwank, and we said, well, you know, once he was pressed on what a titwank was, he went, yeah, you know, a titwank.
What, like wanked a tit off? For the audio listeners, yeah, he's wanking my nipple off.
Yeah, she did it on his own. He went, you know, a fucking titwank. And he went like that, wanked a tit.
That was a glory day.
That's classic. That's, you know, you can't wish for, you can't write that.
Did you ever play Spin the Bottle?
Spin the Bottle.
Spin the Bottle. Classic American game.
I mean, yes, but they're memories that have been so far. But, I mean, the awkwardness of that game is, no matter what age you are, do you know what I mean? Like, even as a kid, it was like, oh, you kind of do hope it's you, but only if it's her or if...
Yeah, I just wanted Becky Diamond all the time because there was one fit girl.
Becky Diamond?
Yeah, she was a fit girl.
She sounds amazing.
Maybe she still is. I saw her on Facebook the other day.
Why have you never brought her up? Becky Diamond. Where's she from?
She's from Brinscore. There wasn't much choice, to be honest. There was a girl called Sharon 20 Stone. Mm. Yeah, it was. She was a big
given
guy.
A choice of Sharon 20 Stone and Becky Diamond.
Becky Diamond was the only one who was like kind of good looking.
Yeah, a bit posh.
Mm. But then once Becky Diamond was babysitting this lad who was a bit younger than us. Becky Diamond was like 2 years older than me or something.
She danced him.
She brought a mate around. Her mate came from school. She was in like year 11 or whatever. And I was in like year 9. Mm. And she brought a mate from school to become babysit this girl called Kerry. Mm. And then me and another lad got invited round. And this Kerry bird like nonced me. He was 2 years older than me, but it was like, it felt like a big difference. And I was like, wow, it was amazing. Best thing ever. Mm. And then she started writing me letters because she lived in like another town, but she went to school with Becky, so I'd get them off the school bus. I'd get these like love letters, and I was like, I'm fucking living the life here. I felt like Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, that's cool. You got any true stories?
But my mum found the letters, right? And I don't know what there was in them anymore. It was too long ago. But my mum like was trying to work out what Kerry it was, and she was going mad. She was like, "Who's this person writing to you?"
Well, recently?
Yeah, like the other week. And,
your mum shouldn't care at this point.
Well, she's still very protective over me. She knows I've got a tender heart, and she wants to vet any woman that comes near me, I think. Yeah.
Well, I got a love letter off my cleaner once, and to this day, I don't know if it was my flatmate or my actual cleaner. Because one day we got this letter. It was Valentine's Day. Got this fucking Valentine's card from the cleaner saying, like, "Oh, look, I've always wanted to
have a go on you."
Yeah, and
what did you do with it? Anything?
No, I just kind of threw it away.
Was she fit?
No.
Well,
probably if she was fit, I wouldn't have thrown it away, would I?
No, but it was probably him winding you up, wasn't it? My mate Madge, he lived with this weird guy called Rob years ago, and I met Rob a few times, so I used to go around his house, and Rob was like extremely intelligent but like very awkward geeky guy, maybe a bit autistic or whatever. He was a doctor, don't know, and he was always like, "Hello Sam, how are you?" You know, and anyway, they'd had a cleaner, and this cleaner woman, he'd started flirting with her loads, and then they'd been writing each other notes and stuff, and he was like, "Wow, this is fuck." And then eventually she came to like, you know, get off with him, and he was couldn't believe it. And then he took her knickers down, and she had a dick.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck off. That's a serious plot twist.
I know. Yeah, and we were like, "What did you do?" And he was like, "Well, we still had fun." And I was like, "Legend, Rob."
Shit, back in the day as well, they were rare, man. Yeah, it was like a fucking white rhino.
She had a fucking dick. Good on her.
Well, when you were telling me that story, I had a flashback, and this is an absolute cracker of an awkward one. So, I must have been about 17. And there was this girl from Greenwich, Nicola. You know when there's one girl, Nicola
Reese. These are like proper 90s fit bird 90s, names.
Oh, she was
fittest. Nicola, Becky,
mate,
Kerry,
everyone fancied her. Listen to this.
Kelly.
So I would have been 18 because I was with my girlfriend at the time, which I shouldn't have been doing this, but there was this other girl, Nicola, and everyone fancied her, yeah?
She Nicolas were fit back then.
Fucking fit. And she... At the time, I'd done my ankle ligaments, so I was off work, so I had time off work. So I was at home, and this girl, Nicola, came round to, like, nurse me and watch some Eminem videos.
She had, like, Up MTV in Smoke Cribs. Tour,
and she came round, she had a bag of clothes with her, yeah? And she went to me, "Oh, I bought these new clothes. Do you want me to, show you or what?"
This is amazing.
Right, it was ultimate porno. No, but because ultimately, I didn't want to cheat. I didn't want to be... I was in love with this other girl, but I couldn't turn Nicola down because she was so fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So I still
Nicola knew that.
Nicola knew that, but Nicola said, "Oh, do you want me?" Mission failed because I had the opportunity to just say, "I'll help you," you know, or whatever.
"I'll help you."
But I've went, "No, it's all right. Yeah, you get changed. I'll look away." And I looked away while this fucking unbelievable bird was the most... You know, like them girls who were like old before the years, body wise. Yeah, yeah. She had a fucking 25 year old body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was, honestly, she was so fit. And I literally said no to fucking her. And I just should have fucked her. So sorry about that, Nicola.
Reverse cowboy.
Have you ever been to a strip club and like some lad you're with like claimed you fucked them all?
I fucked all the strip girls in the club.
I've only ever been to a strip club on a stag do because like you have to go, it's the thing, and I find them quite uncomfortable. But anyway, I don't enjoy it.
I do.
It's not sexy. It's like it's just the
you're an action guy. I like all that kind of, you know, the pretense and like the kind of foreplay.
Good on you, mate. Good on you.
I'll watch you.
No, but I just think I'm a bit awkward. But anyway, I like watching the blokes, like watching how they react, right? Because they act like ridiculous.
You guys should come watch the blokes.
I don't go to them actively. When I've been, I like laughing at my mates.
You get
dragged to strip club. My mates going like, you know, because you're thinking dirty pig. And it's funny, but...
don't fucking ever laugh at me when I take you to the club.
I'm not going to the club. I went to one and they had mermaids in like a tank. You know, like some of them were swimming around with like a tail on. And when you're on a stag do, there's people you've never met, you know, like dickheads. It's like, you know, Andy from fucking Dundee or whatever, you know. And there was one lad and he was like, last time I was in here, I fucked her. Yeah. Afterwards, she got the tank and she was like, meet me around the back and we'll go somewhere. And we went back to her house and I fucked her.
Oh, that's amazing. And you're like, no, you're like, you know,
never
what?
Happened. That never happened, Andy.
What you just did, that noise you just made, it's really hard to do. That what? Was a posh Scottish.
The Dundee accent.
Because I can only do. Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know. I don't know, actually. I don't know what it is. I don't know if Scottish.
Because I can only do one. I'm stuck now. I've burnt them all.
Yeah, well, you do it every day.
But bloody sunny card is not
that's the same as the Indian commentator.
It's not that if I'm from bloody Rishi Sunak or the Indian commentator or bloody Amir Khan. They're all the fuck, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just burning all my bridges. No. So I've run out. So I can only do certain accents. Scottish, I can only do Glasgow, like, hey, can I get a top off for a pair of tops?
Yeah, that's a totally different accent, isn't it?
Do that one again.
Well, it's like Charlie Veitch.
Oh,
like,
yeah, it's
like horrible. Fucking, you get away from me.
You fucking loser.
Fucking loser. I will kick you right in the fucking loser face, you smack.
I'm going to need you to do it. Yeah. I'm going to line up a Nev drop for
all
you.
Right,
do you
want
to do a feature?
Yeah, I'll do one, yeah. It's more like, I guess that it's just like sort of,
it's like the posh Scottish.
It's a bit posh, yeah. The poshest ones just speak an English accent, though, don't they? The ones in Edinburgh, they'll be like, hello, yes, I'm Scottish. And you're like, no, you're not.
Oh, right. Yeah,
they don't speak an English accent because they go to boarding school with, like...
Well, he does that, doesn't he? Kevin Bridges does, like, hey, okay, guys, we're going to... He just nasalizes. He's so funny.
He's really good.
I badly want him to like me. Do you know what? I've never, ever... No comedians, like, rape... Not a, I mean, I'm not a comedian, but like people like Kevin Bridges, you should like me. I like you.
You know why, though?
Why?
Because I've hung around with a few professional comedians, right? Through friends. Mm. One of my mates does it, and they all fucking hate each other.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because it's like it's way worse. I was surprised.
I'm the funniest. That's what it is.
It's competition.
I'm the funniest.
Right? So they will, because you're like, you're making people laugh, but you're not on the circuit, you're not working it like as much as they are. They'll be like, fucking amateur.
He's not a comedian.
Yeah, they won't like you.
He hasn't done the 10,000 hours.
They won't give you a chance. Yeah,
I know. That's why I don't bother with fucking stand-up, to be honest, or take it seriously when I do it, which I should.
It's weird, man. They properly hate each other.
That's why I can't be bothered. Not that I'm in that anyway, but a microcosm of that is when you go to one of these stand-up nights and you have to sit with 7 or 8 other fucking stand-ups, and you know, it's like, one's wearing a beret, one, I bought you a pint 2 hours ago, you cunt, and you've had 2 since and you ain't even looked at me. You fucking like hate me already. You're not even, you know, like, and you go,
I mean, I've met some nice ones.
You
well.
Want me to fail. No, but it's that. It's, you want me to fail.
Yeah, because where's competition?
No, but then there is some wicked ones, like old my mate, Tom.
Tom who?
Ward.
Tom Ward's amazing. Yeah.
Amazing in bed.
Incredible in bed. Like a fucking...
Like a bloody octopus.
Reverse Cowboy.
Have you seen they're bringing Sunny Delight back?
Are they really?
Yeah.
Is it woke?
Well, I think it's got actual oranges in it, which is pretty...
Fucking well
pretty
woke.
Pretty woke for Sunny Delight, because it was like...
They're woke thresholds. That's fuck.
Well, back in the day...
Yeah, they've gone
like,
woke.
It was like someone had done a competition to say, like, make an orange-flavoured drink without using any oranges. You're not allowed. You know, because it was like this bright orange soupy sort of thick shit.
Egg yolk.
It was egg yolk, yeah.
Like nectar.
One girl drank so much she turned orange, didn't she? She like went full orange, but they brought it back. And I think they've got
Ben
like,
White, you know, the Arsenal right back.
Yeah.
I think he drinks it.
He's the one who's like, don't even like football.
Well, apparently there's loads of footballers coming out next month on one day.
Gay day?
Like gay footballer day.
Really?
They're all going to just like share the fucking... share the attention. Which
imagine
is
if
crazy,
the
oldest, really.
Imagine what? In a game if it's like something from...
Just get hold of each other.
They'll just go...
Yeah, yeah.
Just go, deal with it. match of the day.
Start having an orgy. All stewards coming over trying to drag them off each other. And they're like, no, we've fucking waited long enough for this.
Yeah. It's like, we're deciding they'll just have a chem sex party.
So, I mean, I'm not going to be cheap enough to kind of like run a book on it, but Ben White, James Maddison.
Well, Ben White.
Loads of them. Loads of England squad. Mason Mount, Reece James. Could be.
They've got gay names.
Who cares? I don't give a flying shit.
No, I love those guys.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I honestly couldn't give a bollocks. So good on you.
If anyone gives a shit about that, then, you know, there's better things to worry about.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, what I will say is you are going to get beaten with it. You're going to get beaten with any available shitty stick that the average man can find lying about.
When they miss
so a, that's you
penalty,
now.
I was going to be, you fucking gay!
That's you now, fucked in that sense. But I tell you what, you are going to get an unbelievable boot deal.
Yeah.
Your agents, all your agents must be rubbing their dicks together.
Reverse cowboy.
Have you noticed, because it's the springs here, Bird Song is like, it's nice and loud in the mornings and that. But, like, you know, all they're doing, birds, when they're screaming, they're saying, who wants to fuck? Who wants to fuck? Anyone want to fuck?
You don't like, know that.
I do know that.
I speak birds.
I speak a few bird languages. And they're saying, who wants to fuck? Or they're saying, fuck off. Right? So, but imagine.
Well, we presume.
We all did that.
Presume that. Like you've told me before, like, what we think we know, down the line, 50% of it gets proven to be fucking false.
That's true, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. So that's you know, like, we presume, we think that all they're saying is, who's hungry? Anyone want to fuck? I'm going to sleep.
But do you think they're shouting out, like, poems they've written?
No, not necessarily, like, what was the poem we watched earlier? Oh, Jamie Webster.
That was horrible.
Oh, fuck.
If anyone wants to have a horrible few minutes of your time.
if anyone's thinking about killing themselves or anything, then watch this video and then do it.
Jamie Webster's walking around Sefton Park going, here in Sefton Park, we're going to party from light to dark. He's talking about his new gig. And it's like, do you remember that advert, the Sun Pat advert in the 90s with Ringo? And it was like, Sun Pat, he's a bit nifty with a bat.
I remember that.
So it was Sun Pat, the peanut butter.
Yeah,
there was an advert. I'm sure it was Ringo who was doing the voice, because Ringo must have just thought his Beatles money were going to run out. But
wasn't Ringo Thomas the Tank Engine?
He was the fucking controller.
No,
he was the narrator, wasn't he? He's like, Thomas is having a bad day.
Does he still do it?
Nah. Ringo's,
is he dead?
Ringo's alive.
Did he bring out Ringo's, the crisps? And if he didn't, he should have.
He should sue him, really.
He should.
Yeah.
No, what is he like?
I mean, they're not.
If someone brought
out
All Right Fanzies, the crisps.
Yeah, he should sue him. He's the first Ringo, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's the only Ringo.
Well, yeah. It wasn't a word, was it?
No, he's the Ringo.
Fucking Drongo.
It's a proper Scouse thing to do, call him Ringo.
Reverse cowboy.
You know what I saw on the tube?
Knives Down.
Knives Down. Knives Down. There's an advert for Viagra or something, like one of those dick pills that you can get from Boots now. You can just get them. Your dick's not
Viagra
working.
Viagra or whatever.
Yeah, they're always called like Freedom or something now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But anyway, it's a generic Viagra shit. But it was like, you can just go in Boots and get it now because no one's dick's working because everyone does coke. So you can just go in there and go, right, my dick don't work, and get them. But underneath in like the small print, it said, before you take this drug, make sure your heart is healthy enough for sex. And I thought, that's quite deep.
That's quite romantic.
It's quite deep because you think, well, what do you mean? Are you saying my heart's going to be
broken? It's very subjective. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Or really what they're saying is this might give you a heart attack, this drug. But I was like, oh.
Mm.
No, I don't know if my heart is healthy enough for a sexual relationship.
There's a song, do you know? Have you ever tried sleeping with a broken heart? You could try sleeping in my bed. To hold you and touch you, nobody ever put it down like that.
That's one of your originals, isn't it?
Is it? Have I done that already?
No, I mean one of your songs, like you wrote that.
Yeah. No, yeah. It is a thing. When was the last time you found a message in a bottle?
Actually,
don't do that.
This is the truth, right? About 4 years ago.
You found one?
My mum was on a beach, right? Don't she? I've told you this before. She was on a beach in North Wales, right? And I went for a walk on the beach with a dog. And I found a fucking message in a bottle, right? Sadly, it just said like, I am Jenny something, age 12, from this address, right? You know, and then it said another kid's name, like there were obviously some kids on a beach somewhere.
So obviously you went straight round to the address.
Well, I went home to my mum's house with it, showed my mum, and she was like, oh, wow, this is brilliant. It was about 8 years later, but the address was just round the cove. Like, I just went home, right, the next day.
Your mum smashed the bottle.
My mum got
Jenny's not good enough for my son.
My mum got onto the local newspaper because there's nothing better to do there.
Fuck.
And was like, my son found a message in a bottle. Can we find this girl in this town or whatever? And the local newspaper were like, bored as fuck because nothing happens. They were like, story, yeah. So they went and found this. I didn't know any of this was going on. And then I got a phone call at like 9 a.m. and it was like...
How old are you at this point?
It's like 4 years ago. I was like, and she's like, it's like, hello, it's Gethin Jones here from the fucking Gwyneth Reporter. He's like, can I can I talk to you? Your mother told me about. I was like, fuck
your
off.
Mom's trying to shit you
I was
up.
Like, what? Yeah, and then an article appeared in the fucking paper with a picture of me she provided.
Oh, can we get it? Can we find it?
I'll find it. Yeah, yeah, and I was like, it. Fucking. I was like, mum, what are you doing? You psych. I don't want to be in the paper.
Mate, that's unreal.
I find it, yeah, but like, it had gone, it wasn't a story because it had literally gone about 10 miles.
It had gone like locally viral.
Yeah, message in a bottle, Neffin Beach, where my mum was. And gone, let's see if it comes up. Like, I was dead pissed off at my mum. I was like, you're mental, mum. Here we go. Look at this. Message in a bottle, Emily, found after 17 years it was, right? A woman threw a message into a bottle.
Is that
yeah.
Mate, she's not.
She is nice, but look, mother of one dropped it in real North Wales. Sam Hammond found it whilst away in Nevin a week, 60 miles.
We should get in touch with her. Get in touch with her, mate.
I mean, I can't use. Look, that's the letter I found. So I found it. This is on the internet. I'm not lying here. And yeah, it says Sam was visiting from London.
Kind of
found
brilliant.
It on the beach right in front of our house when he's going for a run. We never found anything like that before, so we thought it'd be fun to try and find her. So the newspaper found it's on the BBC News website. 2019.
Mate, that's amazing. So when I said to you, have you found a message in a bottle? You were like, yeah, well, yeah, I have. Yeah, 4 years ago. Yeah, and I was on the fucking news.
Reverse Cowboy.
I've been all right, fans. That lunatic's been Von Kruth. And this has been Reverse Cowboy, episode 69. I've done Damien Rice before. I don't feel like I did it justice, but this is more up my Strauss of Flyven, if you know what I mean. Still a little bit of your taste in my mouth. Still a little bit of you laced with my doubt. Still a little hard to say what's going on. Still a little bit of your ghost. Your witness, still a little bit of your face I haven't kissed. You step a little closer each day that I cannot say what's going on. Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me to lie. Life taught me to die. So it's not hard to fall when you float like a cannonball. Still a little bit of your song in my ear. Still a little bit of your words I long to hear. You step a little closer to me, so close that I can see what's going on. Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me to lie. And lie taught me to die. So it's not hard to fall when you float like a cannon. Stones taught me to fly. Love taught me to cry. So come on, courage, teach me to be shy. 'Cause it's not hard to fall, and I don't wanna scare her. It's not hard to fall, and I don't wanna lose. It's not hard to grow when you know that you just don't know.
Bowen, Damien Rice. Fucking hell, man.
Grazie, Chazana, arrivederci.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.